This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue our study of the threat of modernism to the cause of Christ. Based upon the things that I've had to say in the past, that is these past few lessons in regard to modernism, which I will not have time, of course, today to repeat, it is not surprising to see a growing antagonism toward and rejection of all forms of authority and standards of morality. Having been taught that there is no God, that they themselves are nothing but a highly developed level of beast, that there is no absolute truth, and therefore no standard to which anyone would have any real obligation to conform or submit, that there is no life after death, that there will be no judgment at which one would have to give an account to the God of heaven and earth for the way he has responded to the law of that Lord, many people around the world are going in the very direction which such theories would imply should be taken. My friends, we simply have to note that in our nation, as well as many other nations around the world, the seed has been sown and the whirlwind is now to be reaped. The premises have been taught, the conclusions are now being drawn and applied. Even though there are grounds for some optimism, you have only to view your television screens and read your daily newspapers and various weekly magazines to see that these conclusions are now being applied. And so we have seen the awesome, devastating effect of radical liberalism or humanism. I am not at all pessimistic about the power of the gospel. It may be the case that men who profess to follow Christ, will not truly submit themselves to the gospel, or they will not really preach it in a positive way, or they will not really defend it against such attacks as we are talking about at this moment. But if the church will but arise and preach the gospel as it was preached in the first century, then the church today can turn the world upside down, even as it was done in the first century. We're told by Edward Gibbons, The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, that shortly before the advent of Christ into this world, that as you took the average person on the street, he regarded one religion as just about as true as another. The average philosopher would say that one religion was as false as another. And the average politician or ruler in government would say that one religion was just about as useful to his political purposes as another. In other words, you can see that by and large, people in the days of the Roman Empire, just before Christ came, were pretty much indifferent to religion, just as is the case today. But you know, suddenly a great force hit that world and it shook the Roman Empire from one end of it to the other. Now what was that force? It wasn't great men from the standpoint of worldly standards. It wasn't men of great intellect necessarily, or men of great learning, or men of great wealth and great power. It was men and women from all walks of life, but men and women who had the honesty to recognize their own sinful, undone condition, and to recognize the evidence which proved that Jesus was the Christ, and that the gospel which was being preached to them really was the Word of God. And they believed and obeyed it and were saved by the blood of Christ when they were baptized into Him. Now friends, they turned the world upside down, these people from all walks of life, common, ordinary people. You see, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. It is the sword of the Spirit, Ephesians 6 and 17. It is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. It would have the power to change our city, to change our nation, to change the world, if God's people will but arise and preach it, as it was preached by the apostles and prophets in the first century. But there is another group of people who are having a devastating effect, who are actually a form and a branch of modernism, and that's ecumenicalism, a very significant movement in Protestantism today, and perhaps even others as well. But our time is gone for today, and we'll have to reserve our discussion of that, or the beginning of it, until next time, and I do hope you'll be with us for 5 Gospel Minutes tomorrow. Please do be with us at that time.